the Nazarene and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned unclean.
Welcome along to the Sunday night stream from Eternity Socials. Good to have you all here. And here we are, 10th of January, second one in of 2021. And if you have any requests, as per usual, you want to hear a song, get it into the live stream there, hit the comment button and let us know what you want to hear. What can we expect from tonight? Well, some great Christian music, as always. A request there from Jacob Fullen, first on the ball there, looking for Elam Sound and One. It is coming right up as well. Also on the side list, I have some classic hymns from Alan Jackson and Josh Turner. Also, we're going to be talking, of course, about some articles on the Christian Institute website, as per usual, and we'll chat a bit more about that in a little while. Also tonight then, on social media during the week, we've been asking people to share with us their favourite verses, so I'll be reading a few of them out as we go along. So Elam Sound and One for Jacob Fullen coming right up.
The Father, Spirit, and the Son, all hail the blessed Trinity, who was and is to come. One faith, one One hope.
Gospel mean to you?
Gospel, what it means to me is freedom, hope, salvation.
You're listening to the Sunday Night Stream from Eternity Socials.
God gave me you for the ups and
last time we talked. I know I've been a stranger, and that's all my fault. And asking you for anything don't really seem right. But the winds of change are blowing, so I'm begging you tonight, give me love when I ain't got nobody. A little strength when I'm standing, and faith when I fall, yeah. I know the rain is coming, and it's sure gonna pour. I know there ain't no running from this kind of storm. It's gonna get hot through. I'm gonna wanna quit, so I'll be counting on you to give me love when I ain't got nobody. A little hope when I ain't got none at all. Give me light up ahead on the journey. Give me strength when I'm standing, and when the clouds start parting and the sun starts shining through, this time I won't forget. I won't forget about you.
Kipmer there with a song, Faith When I Fall. It's some great lyrics in that one. So we'll kick into a few of the verses that people have been sharing with us during the week. And a great one to start off with and to start off the year with is Psalm 121, shared by Instagram user and H. Campbell would be the name. So I'm sure you know it all, but we'll read it out. Well worth the listen to. Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Amen. And a song that speaks of how great our God is. It's not how great our God, but how great thou art. Josh Turner.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the world your hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, your power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. Thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou. His son, not sparing, sent him to die. I scarce can take it in that on the cross, my burden gladly bearing. Take away my sin. When Christ shall come with shouts of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How
Our next verse then that came in during the week there would be from Danny Stevenson, and that is Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And that leads us nicely into a song by Lauren Daigle, and it's Trust in You that comes in from David Hunter, and it fits in well indeed with what we're doing tonight. Thanks, Dave, for that.
Letting go of every single dream, I lay each one down at your feet. Every moment of my wandering never changes what you see. I've tried to win this war, I confess. My hands are weary, I need your rest. Mighty warrior, king of the fight, no matter what I face, you're by my side. When you tomorrow brings, there's not a day yet you have not seen us. So in all things be my life and bread. I want what you want, Lord, and nothing less. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk.
Listening to the same old, looking for a rescue?
I will rescue you.
We're taking your request live on the Sunday night stream from Eternity Socials.
His glory and grace. side, where justice and mercy embrace. There the Son of God gave His life for us, and our measureless debt was erased. Jesus, to You we lift our eyes. Jesus, our glory and our prize. We adore You, behold You, our Savior.
To Linda Cameron there for the suggestion there.
Jesus,
Sovereign Grace Music and Turn Your Eyes. So tonight then, from the Christian Institute, we'll be talking about how Harvard have been blasted for saying men can give birth. How Rowan Atkinson has blasted on social media about our cancel culture. And right now, UK births of children with Down syndrome have halved since controversial NIPT tests were brought in. The number of children born with Down syndrome in the UK has halved since the introduction of controversial tests for the condition, a recent study has shown. Since non-invasive prenatal testing was made available in the UK in 2012, Down syndrome births have fallen by 54%. The NIPT is a type of blood test claimed to be 99% accurate in diagnosing the condition, but critics have repeatedly argued that it would be inevitably lead to many more abortions and feared that Down syndrome children could be eradicated altogether. The report published in the European Journal of Human Genetics is based on Europe-wide statistics from registries and databases between 2011 and 2015. Figures shown that in Southern Europe, Down syndrome births fell by 71% due to abortion. In Northern Europe, the number of births fell by 51% and by 38% in Eastern Europe. Dr. Brian Scotto, the senior author of the study, said the findings would aid deep discussions on how countries implement NIPT and the impact on the country's Down syndrome population. And there's more there. You can read on that on the Christian Institute website. And we still have a bit more to read from those guys a little bit later on. Takes us nicely though into the next verse, which indeed tells us that we are precious in God's eyes. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." For we are his workmanship. How amazing is that? But Alan Jackson next, and this is The Old Rugged Cross.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. Cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down, and I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it some for a crown to the old rugged cross. I will ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. And I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down.
Listening to the Eternity Social's Sunday night stream.
We have so much fun. You guys are the best.
Taking your requests and playing the best in contemporary and classic Christian gospel music.
How deep the Father's love for us. How vast beyond all measure. That he should give his only son to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss. The Father turns his face away as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory.
My son. mountain that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. I will not boast in anything. No gifts, no power, no wisdom. But I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer. But this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer.
But this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom.
See that there with How Deep the Father's Love, and that suggestion came in there from Sarah Adams. So thank you very much for that one. Carrying on then with our verses that were sent in to us during the week, we asked on social media for folk to send us in a few of their favourite verses. So Alison shared with us there Psalm 25 and verse 15, and just quite simply, my eyes are ever toward the Lord. And may that be our prayer for all Christians everywhere this year. Jedediah Shanks then as well shared with us Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 1. And it reads, "But now thus says the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, and you are mine." Next up then, a song for David Cathcart. He was looking for Matt Redman and One Day When We All Get to Heaven. I know this is a song that he holds dear, and the words, so true. Have a listen.
One day you'll make everything new, Jesus. One day you will bind every wound. The former things shall all pass away. No more tears. One day you'll make sense of it all, Jesus. One day every question resolved, every anxious thought left behind. No more fear. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. One day we will see face to face Jesus. Is there a greater vision of grace? And in a moment we shall be changed. On that day, and one day we'll be free, free indeed, Jesus. One day all the struggle will cease, and we will see Your glory revealed. On that day, and when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all
to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be when we all sing Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory. We'll sing and shout the victory.
Alexa is ready to socialize tonight.
I'm up for an all-nighter. How about you?
Join us. Just say, Alexa, play the Eternity Socials podcast.
I will encounter harm and hatred for
Absolutely beautiful song there from City Light. Christ is mine forevermore. And a favourite of ours on the stream. Still chatting them in the background and we're getting them on. So stay tuned. And the same goes for Philippa Hannah as well. Hopefully we'll get her on here at some point. So next up then on the Christian Institute, we have been talking about various stories over the last number of weeks, and tonight then we talked a bit about UK birth rate of Down's children. Next up then we're talking about Rowan Atkinson, the actor who played Mr. Bean. He has recently blasted social media cancel culture. Comedy veteran Rowan Atkinson has once again spoken out in defence of free speech and has blasted the online cancel culture. In an interview with Radio Times, the Blackadder and Mr. Bean actor expressed his concerns over the role of social media has in shaping online debate and how it falls or fails to allow for respectful disagreement. Atkinson has spoken out a number of occasions on the issue of free speech, including the 2012 stand for the Reform Section 5 campaign, which was spearheaded by the Christian Institute. He told Radio Times this week that the problem that we have online is that an algorithm decides what we want to see, which ends up creating a simplistic binary view of society. It becomes a case of either you're with us or against us, and if you're against us, then you deserve to be cancelled. It's important that we're exposed to a wide spectrum of opinion, but from what we have now is the digital equivalent of a medieval mob roaming the streets looking for someone to burn. So it is scary for anyone who's a victim of that mob, as it fills me with fear about the future. Atkinson's Blackadder co-star Tony Robinson also commented on the issue in December, saying he is passionate about free speech. It defends our liberty, and I'm very unhappy with the idea that just because someone is offended by what I say, I shouldn't be allowed to say it. He added that cancelling people is walking a dangerous path and that society needs to get better at adjusting the tenor of the debate. And there's plenty more there you can read, and a video of Rowan Atkinson making his speech as well. Plenty more to read on the Christian Institute website. Time permitting, we have one more story to share from those guys. But right up next, I'm going to play a song from the Isaacs, and He Touched Me. This came in from Hannah Cahoon. She's looking to play it for David Cathcart.
Shackled by a heavy burden, 'neath a load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched.
take some time to give thanks for all the good things in life.
Yeah, I just gotta say thank you, Lord.
This is the Sunday Night Stream with Eternity Socials.
Thank you, Lord, for the small things like me and her on a porch swing, for summer nights and fireflies and the sound of my old six string. Blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings. If I still got breath in these lungs, then that's all I need to get down on my knees and be thankful for all that He's done. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the songs that make us dance on this old dirt floor. For my babies, for my girl, for the way they changed my world. You're waking up today, yeah, I just gotta say thank you, Lord. Yeah, I just wanna say thank you, Lord. Oh, now
thank you, Lord, for the hard times, for lighting the way in the dark times, for pulling me in, for giving again the times that I took it too far. I gotta thank you for keeping me humble, for picking me up when I stumble. And although I change, you stay the same, and I don't say thank you enough.
For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the songs that make us dance on this old dirt floor. For my babies, for my girl, for the way they changed my world. Waking up today, yeah, I just gotta say thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise up, eyes closed. One thing I know. I just wanna thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the songs that make us dance on this old dirt floor. For my girl, for the way they changed my world. Waking up today, yeah, I just gotta say thank you, Lord. Praise up.
Thomas Rhett there, Florida Georgia Line, and Chris Tomlin with Thank You, Lord. Our last Christian Institute story for tonight then, it's just gone 9:30, where does the time go indeed? Students at the University of Bristol are being given kits to test drugs before taking them in a scheme endorsed by both staff and student leaders. The harm reduction system run by The Drop, part of the Bristol Drugs Project, allows students to determine what they are taking before they use illegal drugs. Student Union Student Living Officer Ruth Day claimed that the scheme would help keep students as safe as possible, but the move has been criticised by the Christian Institute. Bristol joins Manchester and Birmingham universities in offering students testing kits for drugs. When the initiative was launched, Alison Golden-Wright, the university's Director of Student Health and Inclusion, claimed that the scheme would not condone drug use and that a zero-tolerance stance is harmful and damaging. However, she did admit that the university would still need to address antisocial and criminal behaviour such as supplying illegal drugs. The Christian Institute's Deputy Director for Communications, Kieran Kelly, said the move sends the wrong message. This scheme, he says, legitimises illegal drug taking. It suggests that drugs can be taken safely rather than clearly communicating the reality that those drugs are illegal precisely because they are so dangerous. He goes on to say that young people at university are often living away from home for the first time and are looking to try new things as they find their way in the world. Tragically, there are many who choose to take advantage of that by selling them drugs. Officials should be doing what they can to combat the dealers, not helping them out. The places young impressionable students at risk of addiction, poor mental health, or any of the other innumerable consequences of drug taking. Universities need to be a part of the solution, not contributing to the problem. And again, there's more there you can read on that article, as there's many others on there that we just don't have time to cover. So go and check out christian.org.uk for many, many legal issues that are facing the modern Christian here in the UK and around the world as well. So, two more verses to share that were sent in during the week. We're almost out of time as well. I think, three verses, okay. And this one here, Keres Cahoon sent us in Psalm 62 and verse 8. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Great verse, especially at the times that we're in at the minute. As well as that then, Ruth Sheely sent us in John 14 and verse 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That's one of them ones you would have probably learned at Sunday school as a memory verse. And those verses definitely do stick with you all through your days. And finally then, one from Ruth Greer. She shared with us Lamentations chapter 3 and verses 21 to 24. And it just reads as follows. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. And I thought our last song to finish with would be a great one from Keith and Christian Getty. Christ, our hope in life and death.
Life and death, Christ alone, Christ alone. What is our only confidence? That our souls to him belong. Who holds our days within his hand? What comes apart from his command? And what will keep us to the end? The love of Christ in which we stand. Oh, sing hallelujah, our hope springs eternal. Oh, sing hallelujah, now and ever we confess Christ our hope. Troubled soul, God is good, God is good. Where is his grace and goodness known? In our great Redeemer's blood, who holds our faith when fears arise, who stands above the stormy trial, who sends the waves that bring us nigh. Unto the shore, the rock of Christ. Oh, sing hallelujah, our hope springs eternal. Oh, sing hallelujah, now and ever we confess Christ our hope in life and death. What will we sing? Christ he lives, Christ he lives. And what reward will heaven bring? Everlasting life with him. There we will rise to meet the Lord. Then sin and death will be destroyed. And we will feast in endless joy when Christ is ours forevermore.
Thanks again to one and all for listening in. We had a bit of a crash with the stream there halfway through, so thanks to many of you for coming back as well. Christ, I open life. Seem to have missed a few of the comments. I always have the stream going on my iPad here so I can flick through the comments. It's not always on the main screen because we're reading the stuff off, you know, with the Christian Institute and downloading some songs as well. So I seem to have missed a few comments. They haven't come up on the iPad for some reason. So Susan McDowell, I'm sorry about that. Live in hope. I'll get that on next week. As well, I think Johnny Drummond was looking for City of Light, The Goodness of Jesus. Another great song from those guys, and we'll start it off with that one next week if you're still listening. Let me see what else there. I don't think I've missed any more. I think there was one from Sarah Blevins, Cornerstone from Hillsong. We'll play that after our finishing prayer here, so that's still to come. And that is about it. I think I haven't missed anything much else. Thanks for all the good comments, though. We'll do it all again, God willing, next Sunday from 8:30, live on the Eternity Socials Facebook page. If you have missed any of it, or you've joined us halfway through, we record all the streams so you can have a listen to them again. They're on the Eternity Socials website. EternitySocials.com is the address there. And if you've got some podcasting apps on your phone, you can have a listen anytime you want. It's available on Amazon Music, TuneIn, Google, and Apple Podcasts as well. And if you have an Alexa speaker, all you have to say is, Alexa, play the Eternity Socials podcast, and it'll play the most recent one. So that's pretty much it. We'll finish with a word of prayer, and then we have Hillsong Cornerstone to take us to finish. So sorry I missed some of the comments. I don't know what's going on with the iPad. Normally it's brave and well on the ball, but not tonight. But let's finish with a word of prayer. Dear God, we thank you. We can come and meet like this, virtually as it is, but share some verses that mean a lot to us. We thank you for those people that felt led to share those verses with us during the week through our social media. That is not purely by chance, Lord, but you've plucked those verses into their heads for a reason, Lord, and that we share them tonight, that Lord, that they may speak to somebody who maybe is listening in. Thank you for all this great music that is penned in all of you. And words can't even begin to describe your beauty, Lord, and that heaven and that goal that sits there for us should we decide to repent, Lord, to turn towards you, to fix our eyes upon you and run the race with endurance greatly to the finish. If there's any, Lord, that are struggling in their walk, Lord, please draw nigh to them. Show them how great and what a strength that you are to them. And if there's any listening that aren't saved, just pray you'll show them you are the way, the truth, and the life. Be with us throughout our week that we have commenced tonight, Lord. And we just pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks again, folks. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. And as I say, we'll do it again next Sunday, all being well, God willing, from 8:30. And we'll finish off here with Cornerstone from Hillsong. Feel free to message us as well during the week if you have any songs you want to hear. Get us on Instagram and Facebook. Or you can email SundayNightStream@EternitySocials.com.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. Is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. Christ the
Thanks again, folks. God bless and good night.
You're listening to the Eternity Socials Sunday Night Stream.
We have so much fun. You guys are the best.
Taking your requests and playing the best in contemporary and classic Christian gospel music. The Sunday Night Stream with Eternity Socials.
Let's go.
Our recorded streams are now available on the Eternity Socials website, Amazon Music, TuneIn, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts.
I hate to be a bother, but I could.